This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
This is something, and I'm so happy for Viola and Sifu, because it takes great ownership. It takes commitment. And I want you to remember that commitment word, because when you have conviction, when you're committed, and when you believe in what you're doing, you stay with it, you fight through the adversity, and you come out on top. Remember that. So that's what Viola and Sifu did from the get-go. They took over this team. They brought stability. They spent money. They kept their stars. They traded for stars. They made the toughest decisions that had to be made, whether it's firing your GM or coaches or whatever it is that you had to do, or trade good players, very good players, for franchise players. The Bob thing did not work out early on, and it's working out beautifully now, right? This is exactly, if it ends with a cup, then that's exactly what you wanted, you know? And I'm not saying it is, because we've got Boston or Toronto next. By the way, we're all pulling for Toronto tonight. Boston is up 3-1. So please watch the game tonight. And if you can visit a little old lady in Hialeah with a little Santeria, how much is that doggy in the window? Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, so if you can, then do whatever it takes to help the Toronto Maple Leafs win today. Okay? Whatever it takes. We need that series to get extended. That way the Panthers can sit back and relax and let Boston get beat up a little bit more. But that was beautiful yesterday. Barkov getting the insurance goal at 3-1. And then to win that game 6-1 and just to, like, shut down that series. Torch passed. Verhaeghe, Barkov, each with two goals. Tkachuk with a couple of assists. Bob had 31 saves. It was a long time coming type of moments. And by the way, they have gotten nowhere yet. It's only the first round of the playoffs. But this first round, it's not the first round. It's the opponent. And you first, in order for you to win the Stanley Cup, you first have to be the best team in the state. Because the team in the state has won the Stanley Cup. And they're the marquee team in the NHL. They're one of a couple. And in order for you to become that, you need to be better than them. And that's exactly what's been developing. And to fight through the adversity of losing the last two series against them. And you just kind of knew this year that, I don't know, bro. I think the torch has passed. I think we're seeing a better team with the Panthers and the Lightning this year. You kind of were saying that all season. And it came to fruition last night. And that was just, man, it was awesome. It was awesome, dude. That was so cool. I'm so happy for them. Now, it's one of those where you can't let your guard down. While you accomplish an incredible feat, which is putting Tampa Bay in your rearview mirror, you got a lot of hockey left to get to the Stanley Cup. You got 12 more wins to get that cup. So there's a long way to go. I hope there isn't any kind of an emotional letdown, because this has been such a tough mountain to climb. I don't believe so. This team is loaded. It's got all kinds of stars, and this isn't manufactured. This is real. This is real. The Panthers are the best franchise in town. They are the best team in town. Okay, we know that the Heat is the best franchise in the last quarter century. That's not even up for debate or a conversation or anything whatsoever. But the last 2 years, you know how the torch has been passed last night from Tampa to Florida now in the state of Florida, the torch has been passed, or officially the last 2 years, from the Miami Heat to the Florida Panthers. The Florida Panthers are run much better than the Miami Heat. They're a better franchise than the Miami Heat, and they're a better team than the Miami Heat. And they're real, not fluky, like the Miami Heat has become lately. So they really live on a great coach, pretty much, and one star. Star's no longer even a star anymore. He's just broken down now. So the changing of the guard is happening in many different ways. Okay? It happened between Tampa and Florida, and it happened between the Heat and the Panthers. The best team in South Florida lives in Sunrise. Okay? No longer does it live on Biscayne Boulevard. They're number two and falling because Inter Miami is the one that's working on number two, because Inter Miami has a way better chance of winning a title than the Miami Heat do. So the Miami Heat are going from one to two and slipping to three. So they need to pick it up a little bit there. That's what I would say. But congratulations to the Panthers. They have earned it. They are doing it. They are contributing back to our city with what they've built over at War Memorial. So they are reinvesting in our town, which is just absolutely amazing. So mad props to the Florida Panthers and to their ownership. Okay. And as I've said many, many times, we have a sorry ass baseball team with a sorry ass owner, and they suck because they're not willing to make any commitments. So, you know, congratulations to the Panthers. That is, man, that is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now we await Boston and Toronto. We'll see what happens there.